these days. So maybe I'll place it on the sheet. Everybody sign your name. Okay. So what did we do so far? We started Maseches Chulin, and the Mishnah said Hakol Shochem sounds like Lachatchila, Shchitosim Ksheira sounds like B'diyeved. So we had a few interpretations. What was the first one? Was Rabbi Barula, and based that we're talking about Tomei B'chulin Shenasal Taras HaKodesh, as opposed to Tomei B'mikdoshim, that's only good B'diyeved. And then Abai V'Rava said we're talking about Kusim, and they had a detail machloikas whether you need Amid al Gava Matrila Matsof or it's enough with Yotzev Nichnas. The Mishnah Navar is her says Yotzev Nichnas is sufficient when you're just dealing with the Sophic, whether Nachri is going to be Nogea Biyayin. But here we're talking that the Kusi is holding the knife in his hand in the Shechting Behemoth. So that's what Abaye thought. That's more serious. You can't rely on Yotzev Nichnas. And Pashto says, he passed like Rabbah, that Yotzev Nichnas is good enough there as well. And then the Gemara had Rav Ashi's Pshat, four lines from the bottom of Gimel Amud Aleph, that we're talking about based on Rabbah's memory, that a Mumarach on the Baalis Litayoven, but it's Sakin, the Noisein law, that he has Namonis. Erechanam Bisurim, even a Rasha. The fellow, one is Zerch on the Beilus of the Oven, his Pasa Leidus by Mamanus Nefashis and Dovish of Yerva, but in Erech Adem and Misurim, he is Nema, the Rosh is Nema, we Paskan Anisha is Nemanis, Kroivim on Nemanim, everybody's Neman. Cherush had to be caught down not Nemanim because Allah B'nei Deyaninu. Muma Le Dover Echod is not a Muma Le Chal Tarkul, but it's not Nema Lo Isa Dover. They really ought not to be Neman over here. The Gemara says the other Amaroim probably disagree with Rava. He's a mum aloysa dover. How can you keep him? What's the Gemara's loshen? The Gemara has a loshen. Mum aloysa dover here on the top of Dalan on the base, around 20 lines from the top. The other may meloch mum aloysa dover, and it's no good. My time to keep him the dosh baker, hetera domule. Those who disagree with Rava, they hold he's a mum aloysa dover. How could it be Neman? On Shechita, he doesn't always observe Shechita. We pass like Rava, that whenever there's no Tircha, so he does have them on us, even in the area which he violates. A Chiddush, Rav Ashi's Pshat is based on Rava, and Rava is a big Chiddush, that it's not called the Mumma L'Dover Echad, that it should be Einan Emad Lo'isa Dover. Then the final Pshat was Ravina, and there were two versions of what Ravina said. First version was that he said you have to have Hakol Shertem Lechatchila is only if you know they didn't know Silcha Shechita. And the second shot was, no Silcha Shechita. We assume Rav Mitzui Metzu Shechita Mumchem, you don't have to worry about that. But rather the pshat in the Mishnah is that Yodim Moshe, he's Huchzak. We know that he has shown us, he has demonstrated to us that he knows how to do the technique of Shechita, is not going to faint in the middle. He knows how to hold the animal. The technical aspects, not the halachic aspects. And that the other Amoraim also think, La'luf alech hashino. How can you say the second pshat? So they really rejected both pshatim of Ravina. And the Rambam pointed out that the Shinui Loshim, Rabban al-Muhammad pointed out, Rabban tzim meitzu Shechita mumchim heim. That's about knowing Hilcha Shechita. La'luf alech hashino at all. Even as Nimtzol HaFanein, we don't even have to ask him, did he faint in the middle? Did he feel weak in the middle? Aluf Alech Hashin at all. But Rabban Tzim Etzel Shechita Mumchamein L'chatchil, if he's still around, you should test him to see if he really knows Hilcha Shechita. Fine. So then we saw the Gemara Tana Rabbanan, the bottom, the last three lines on Gimel and Beis. We quote a long braisa that talks about Shechita's Kusi. And there was Machlek Zabai Verabba, whether you should be Medaik for narration, Medaik for the Sefer. The detailed point that Abai Verabba disagreed about, namely whether Yotzev Nichnas is good enough, or you need the Yisrael Amid Agaba from the beginning to the end. Fine, that we saw. And then the Gemara quoted the three opinions of the Tanoim from the Tosefta Pesachim, and Dalet and Aleph. Tanakama holds Matzah's Kusi Muteris, all of Pesach, and you can even use it for the Seder. because they do bake lishma. You can use the matzah from the kusi factory. Everything is fine. This was all kodesh shegozer aleihem. Once you get to the next daf, once you get to the vav amid aleph, so the Gemara says about the seventh white line, lazazim misham atchasam kakim gorim b'chol devreim, that the begoyz on the kusim, that they have a din of a nochri. We have the machlekes harishonim. Is it only lahachmer? Is it even lahakel? But this is lahachmer. Once we come to that maskana that the begoyz on the kusim, that's dinim kenochrim. So dinim kenochrim. So then you can't use their matzah. This tosefta in psochim that the Gemara quotes on dalanim and aleph matzahs kusim etar. This is way before. That was in the days of Ravami Rabasi, the days of the Amoraim, Rabbi Ami Rabasi with the Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan. So they were goyzer that kusim abedin ka'akam l'chol divrein. In the earlier generations, they made a gzera. The Gemara says, in the earlier generation, Rabbi Gamliel made a gzera. That's on Heyam Adveis. Rabbi Gamliel Tana, Rabbi Gamliel made a gzera. That's Chitos and Avela. And then we're not sure which Rabbi Gamliel it is. Is it Rabbi Gamliel the Yavne? That's Tosis Shaila, the Ramaska Rabbi Gamliel. On him the base. Was it Rabbi Gamliel the Yavne who came first? And then later on came Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir Asad even Stam Yenam. To Asad the Shchita Sakum is a din deraisa. Stam Yenam is only a din de Rabbanu. So in the earlier generation, they only made the Gzeir, Rabbi Gamliel made the Gzeir. We don't trust him on din deraisa. Dinim de Rabbanon, maybe it's like Sveka de Rabbanon Lekulim. We're not sure if we trust him. Then came Rab Meir, he made the Gzera even on Stam Yenam. That's how Tesis suggests that Rab Gamliel came first. The Gemara has a Lashon. The Gemara has an expression. Why did Rab Gamliel Aser? Why did Rab Gamliel make the Gzera? Where is it, Rab Gamliel? Not on On Hamid base. Why do Rabbi Gamliel make the Gzera? So the Gemara says, because Rabbi Gamliel, a base dina, about the 12 lines from the top of Avim and Aleph, the line begins with the two words of Rabbi Gamliel, a base dina, with the four words. Rabbi Gamliel, a base dina, amikir, Rabbi Meir, Sriel, Lahu. They hold like Rabbi Meir, that what chashina lemiuta. Why did Rabbi Meir make Gzera? Because they found a miut. Rabbi Meir, sheite in kola tarkula, chashina lemiuta. We don't really pass on like Rabbi Meir. The Gemara Tes is going to have a rai later in the first page. We don't really pass on like Rav Meir Chashin Lemiyuta. We pass on like Nachachamim. Rav Meir Chashin Lemiyuta, and he investigated a miyut of the Kusim who live in Hagrizim, who are worshipping at the Musian, worshipping Avodah Zarah. Worship Avodah Zarah is Dina Kakum. So Rav Gamliel held like Rav Meir. So it sounds very much like Rashi, Rabbi Gamliel came after Rabbi Meir, and he holds like the one who preceded him, Rabbi Meir. But if you learn like this, Rabbi Gamliel means Rabbi Gamliel, the Avner. What do you mean he holds like Rabbi Meir? Chashin Lemiyuta. Say Rabbi Meir holds like Rabbi Gamliel. It's backwards. So he says, no, but it's famous. It's Rabbi Gamliel, it's Rabbi Meir Shita. That din, that Chashin Lemiyuta, is always identified in Shas with Rabbi Meir. So if you say a funny lotion, Rabbi Gamliel holds like Rabbi Meir. He preceded Rabbi Meir historically. It's not chronologically, historically, it's not a correct way to speak. But in halacha, you say it like that. You say, Rabbi Meir holds like Abai. What do you mean Rabbi Meir holds like Abai? Abai wasn't born yet. What do you mean Rabbi Meir holds? We know a shirt and search sheet identified with Abai. So you say, Rabbi Meir holds like Abai. Here we say, Rabbi Gamliel holds like the sheet that we always identify with Rabbi Meir. Okay. So that's one pshat. Rabbi Gamliel came first. And he asked it on the deraisa, on the shchita, sofik deraisa luchumer. And Rab Meir came later, and he asked the stam yedim. That's only the rabbanon. So then, what did Rabbi Ami and Rabasi add on? What did they add on? So the Gemara says maybe when Rabbi Gamliel made the gzera lekiblu, maybe the tzibur didn't accept it. Whenever the chachamim make a gzera the rabbanon. So the Gemara says, "Ain goes and say, well, Atzibu came right, Atzibu Yechadam Lamed Boy." So if the Tzibu doesn't accept it, so the Gzera de Rabbanon is not Chal. So that was one suggestion. What happened? How come in the days of Rabbi Gamliel was not accepted? The later generations, it was accepted. Very strange. So Rashi has a historical suggestion. Rashi Havav Manal Vikiblu Minayu Lo Sheilik Doilim Hemenu. Not that Rabbi Ami Rabasi were greater and their authority was greater than Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Meir, that they listened to them. They didn't, Tzibah didn't accept. The Rashi suggests maybe in the earlier generations they were all living together. They were mixed communities with Kusim and Yisraelim living together. So it was very hard to observe the din. The next to the neighbor, he can't drink his wine. Everybody, they're eating together, they're living together. So they couldn't accept it. And later, by the time he came, Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Basi, those are the Talmidim of Rabbi Yechanan, so there was already a separation. So it was shaykh for the tzibah to accept things there. That's how Rashi suggests. And the Balamor gave a different suggestion. Balamor said that the whole thing doesn't make sense. What do you mean? We don't pass on like Rabbi Meir, Chashin al-Miyutah. So why all of a sudden over here that there were Goyza? So he says maybe in the original days of Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Meir, it was an issue of Chashin al-Miyutah. By the time it came, a few generations later, maybe a century or two, maybe two, three centuries later, days of Avinu Avashi, not the days of Rabbi Ami, but Rabbi Asi, the two Talmidim of Rabbi Yechanan, maybe then they investigated and it turned out that it was more than a miut of the Kusim. Maybe it was Machzah Machzah. Maybe the Roiv of the Kusim already of the Avodah. That's how the Balamor said. That's what changed historically. Not like Rashi said that they were mixed communities in the earlier generation and then they were separated, but rather maybe the fact changed. The facts changed. A lot of times the facts change. You have a different psak. Okay, so it's no longer an issue of Chashin l'miyuta l'kameh. We don't pass l'kameh. Pass l'chashin l'miyuta. Fine? Okay. And then the Gemara had another pshat there was another version here that Rabbi Gamliel is benosh Rabbi Yud Anasi. That's what Rashi says on Hamid Beis. He came later. So Rabbi Meir came first. So what's going on? Rabbi Meir came first. He made a gzeira on the Stam Yenam. Then later on they made the gzeira on the Shechita. Shouldn't it be the reverse? Shechita is a din deraisa. If there was a sofek, so there should have been goyza first on the deraisa and then later on the derabbanan. Why were they first goyza on the derabbanan? So we saw the chidush aran, I think, or the ritva. One of the rishonim said the kusim are mezalzal more in dinim derabbanan. They only observed for many years. They were only observing Torah shebichsav. They didn't observe Torah shebal peh. So the fachamim in the earlier generation first came Rabbi Meir. They asked stam yenam. They were machmer on the derabbanan because the kusim didn't observe dinim derabbanan. They would allow nochrim to do the work in the wine factory in the wineries, but the dinim deraisa they did observe. And then the later generations they asked even the shechita. If you hold that Rabbi Gamliel is Rabbi Gamliel ben Asher Rabbi Ranosi, so the gzeira on the stam yenin came first. And what was added by Rabbi Ami or Rabbi Asi? So the one suggestion in the Gemara was the original tanoim asid v'lo kiblu. Rabbi Amir Rabasi came along the Kiblu Minayin. And the other suggestion was, the Gemara was that they broadened out the Gzerah, that the original Gzerah was only on Shechita and on Stam Yenam, and then a later generation, they said, Gazra Alem Lias Ka'akam Gemurim, for all dinim, for all intents and purposes. What's all intents and purposes? The Gemara quotes the din, that what is it all about? So Rashi explains, Minatora, if you have a Rishus HaYochid, so you're allowed to carry. There's no such thing, Minatora, as a Rishus HaYochid with an Issa Tiltal. So it's Rishus HaYochid, by definition, you're allowed to carry. Came Shlomo HaMelech, the Gemara in the second parak in Erevin quotes, Shlomo HaMelech made a Takana Rabban that you need a Ruvi Chatzeris, that if you have an apartment building, different family lives in one apartment, different family lives in the other apartment, so you're not allowed to carry from one apartment to the other, from the hallway to the apartment, from the apartment to the hallway. He made a din, made the Rabbanan, that there's such a concept there. On the level of the eyes, it doesn't exist. A concept of Rishus HaYochid with an Issa Tiltal. Even though it's all the Rishus HaYochid, you're not allowed to carry from Rishus HaYochid where Reuben lives to the Rishus HaYochid where Shimon lives. Just because it belongs to different people or belongs to the same person, that's irrelevant. It depends who's living there. So let's say Reuben's family lives in one apartment, Shimon's family lives in the other apartment, but they're away for Shabbos. They're in South Africa. They can't come back on Shabbos. If they're observant people, if they're religious people, they're just in Tinek for Shabbos, they're not going to come back. As Chutz L'Tchum, they're not going to come back. So the week, the Shabbos, that they're not there, So even though the apartment belongs to different people, they rented, different people rented it, but if they're not there for Shabbos, that they don't dasa. If the goy is not there, the goy can come back on Shabbos. If he's in New Zealand, he can't come back on Shabbos. It takes more than 24 hours, I guess, to come back. So if the goy is so far away, you know he can't come back in the middle of Shabbos, he does dasa. But if it's a Jewish person, if he's observant, he's not going to come back in the middle of Shabbos. Mishnah is an erevin tell. What if the people who live in the apartment are staying by their children for Shabbos in the same cities? Do you assume they're not going to come back in the middle of Shabbos, or they may walk back? It's tochat chum, they may walk back. So the Mishnayos have a humorous analysis. If it's a mother-in-law and a daughter-in-law, then traditionally they don't get along, so they may leave in the middle of Shabbos. But if it's a mother and a daughter, then they get along. The mother-in-law always gets along with the son-in-law. Mothers-in-law don't always get along with their daughters-in-law. That's how the Mishnayos have traditionally. That's human beings are like that. Mothers-in-law, daughters-in-law, they feel that the daughter-in-law stole their son from them. So they don't get along. So the Chamish Nashim don't get along is the mother-in-law and the daughter-in-law. So the Mishnayos have an erevin like that. If the religious family is staying in a different apartment on Shabbos in the same city, do you have to be concerned they may come back? So it depends if it's the mother and her daughter, the mother and her daughter-in-law. Mother and daughter-in-law, they may come back in the middle of Shabbos. They may not, may get into a fight, they may come back. So that's the din. Shlomo HaMelech made a takon. The Gemara says, a baskal came out from heaven and approved the takon of Shlomo HaMelech. That in order to carry in a Rishus HaYochid, if you have Rishus HaYochid, one family lives, and Rishus HaYochid, a different family lives, so they ask around each other, so you need a Ruvich HaTzeres. So let's say you have an apartment building with 100 apartments. And they're all Shomer Shabbos, let's say they're all Shomer Shabbos. Even if some of them are not Shomer Shabbos in the apartment, but in public, they're all Shomer Shabbos. In my building, there's a fellow who graduated Yeshiva College, and he's not a Shomer Shabbos, but he's not going to carry in my presence. But I'm there, so he has the key in his pocket, and when I'm waiting to open the door, he's not going to open up the door with his key. He'll walk around the block. It's a gigantic block. He'll walk around the block. It'll take him almost 10 minutes, and then he'll come back to see if I'm still waiting. If I'm still waiting, he's not going to open up the door with his key. So that's called a Meshama Shabbat Bashuk. Even though he's Mechal Shabbos privately, but in public, he's embarrassed to be Mechal Shabbos. So the Erev is relevant for him. If there's an Erev, then he's allowed to carry also. He won't be embarrassed to carry. If there's no Erev, so he's going to be embarrassed to carry. So if you have an apartment building with 100 apartments and all the people are Shomer Shabbos, at least Meshama Shabbat and Bashuk, at least in the public, is not Mechal Shabbos, that's a Madrega, then you have to have 99 families should leave a challah, a matzah shlema, a challah shlema, by the home of one of them. The fellow whose apartment they put the matzah, he lives there in his apartment, so he doesn't have to give a matzah, he doesn't have to give a challah. The other 99 tenants, the other 99 apartments, they have to leave a matzah. There's going to be a gigantic box of matzahs, but 99 matzahs, so we don't do that. We don't go collect 99 matzahs. You have to put everything on big container. Who has such a big container? So if it's one container is full already, then you can put it in the next container. 99 matzahs, you have to have quite a few. We got to have a lot of containers, so that's a nuisance. So we don't do that. So what we do is we buy a box of matzahs from the store, you buy two boxes of matzahs from the store, and you give it to one Shomer Shabbos to pick up. If you kind of shoot to all the Shomer Shabbos in the building. So strictly speaking, the apartment where you leave the matzah, he doesn't have to have a shutfus in the matzahs. He lives in the apartment, Alderach HaPshat, he lives there. The other 99 people, because they leave a matzah there, so it's considered as if all 100 families live in that apartment and nobody asks on anybody else. So let's say the old way, the old system used to be, now everybody does, we streamline it. One person buys a box of matzah, two boxes of matzah from the store, gives it to the neighbor to pick up, and kind of shoots us all the people that live there now, all the Jewish families live there now, all the Jewish families got to move in the future till next Pesach. And every Pesach you buy new matzahs and you renew the Erev. In the days of the Tanaim, most of the time they didn't do it like that. Most of the time they would collect a challah from each apartment. So let's say there are 100 apartments in the building and you collect the challahs only from 98 people, 98 apartments. But everybody's there for Shabbos. Nobody went away for Shabbos. So you left all the 98 challahs in one big plastic bag in one apartment, so the one whose apartment it is, he doesn't have to give a challah, but the other 98 gave, but one person didn't give. So what do you do? So no one's allowed to carry. No one's allowed to carry in the building. So it says in the Gemara, if it's a Jewish person, he can be mevatel rishus by declaring, I'm makna my rishus to the others. My apartment doesn't belong to me for Shabbos purposes, the carrying purposes. So he's not allowed to carry. He's not allowed to carry from his apartment to the hallways. All the other 99 families can carry. He's not allowed to carry. If it's a Nochri or if it's a Kusi, and Lazazim Meshamah Shatzom Akum Gemurim L'chol Devarim, they declared that Kusim have a din of Nochrim. So then the Nochri cannot be Mevatel Rishus with an oral declaration. He has to make a Kinyan. Rashi says a Kinyan, the Kinyan Chalipin. You have to make a Kinyan Chalipin. He has to be Makna his Rishus to the other Shomer Shabbos. But if he's not a Kusi, Dina Ka'akum, he's a Yisrael, then Yisrael can be Mevatel Rishus with an oral declaration. Special Kula. Al Pidin, there is no such thing. That's the first line in the Rambam Hilchos Mechira. Haperek Aleph Halacha Aleph, Ein HaMekach Nikne Midvarim. Cannot transfer ownership of property just by an oral declaration. According to New York State law, you can't. Metaltalim, you can transfer by oral. I declare that this Gemara belongs to you. Or I declare that that the tape recorder belongs to you, whatever. So if it's metaltalim, you can transfer ownership balpeh. And if it's karka, according to the din of Machusa, then you have to make inyon. According to Halacha, it's not so. We're both in karka and metaltalim. Halacha says, first Halacha and Hilchos Mechira, Ein HaMekach Niknim Midvarim. So this is a special, there is such a thing as Dvarim HaNiknim Ba'mira. They are beginning Kiddushin. More talks about Hein HaDvarim HaNiknim Ba'mira. You have unusual cases. See, for the purpose of Eruvi Chatzeris, to satisfy Takana Shleim HaMelech, if you have 100 tenants in the building and one fellow forgot to give a matzah, by us it never happens because we don't collect the challahs from all the people. One person buys the box of matzahs and he gives it to another person to pick up to be kind of shutzahs for everybody. What do you have to give it to someone else? Let's say, I bought the box of matzahs from the store. So why don't I just pick up the box of matzahs and say, Zochen Le'odim Shleim B'fonav, I'm Zeicha the box of matzahs for shutzahs for the other 99 tenants in the building. So that's the ABC of Kinyonim, that when you makna metaltalim, you have to, it has to leave the rishus of the marakama and somehow enter the rishus of the marabasra. So if I bought the box of matzahs from the store, want to use it for an era, I'm going to pick it up. So it never left my rishus. I bought it and it's still mine. I pick it up, so it's still in my rishus. The first step is I have to give it to someone else. I have to be moitzi from the rishus of the marakama. I'm the marakama. The storekeeper used to be the marakama. The factory where they baked it used to be the marakama. And then the man drove the truck and he delivered the box of matzahs to the store. So it belongs to the storekeeper. That I bought it, it belongs to me. So I'm the marakama now. So I have to give it to the next door neighbor to pick up. So it leaves my rishus. And then the next door neighbor picks it up and they make a Kenyan hakbor. So then it leaves the rishus of the marakama, enters the rishus of the marabasa. But the one who bought the box of matzahs, unless when he bought it from the store, he told the storekeeper, want to buy a box of matzahs on behalf of all the Shomer Shabbos in the building. Okay. So then the storekeeper gives it to me and I pick it up. I'm going there for everybody. But if I didn't say it at the time that I bought the box of matzahs, I said, I'm buying the matzahs for myself and then I want to use it as the Erev, then I have to give it to someone else. I have to first leave my rishus before it can be considered as if it enters someone else's rishus. So that's the difference between the Kusim Adina Ka'akam L'chol Dereyem, that they cannot be Mevatel Rishus. If the Kusi is one of the 100 tenants, so you have to be Koina with a Kinyan Chalipin. You have to make some kind of a Kinyan with the Nochri. Does Chalipin help by a Nochri? That's a question. Does Chalipin help? So that Rabbi Natam used to be a money lender. How do you make money by lending money? You charge ribbis. How are you allowed to charge ribbis? You can only lend to non-Jews. Rabbi Natan used to lend to non-Jews. So Tosis, the beginning of Kiddushin, the Gimlam and Beis Tosis quotes, Rabbi Natan didn't go to collect the money in person. When he borrowed the money, he lent them the money in person. He had them sign documents. When he went to collect the money, he sent a Mursha, he sent a Shlech to collect it. So the Gemara says in Baba Kama, Dafayinam and Aleph, when you send a Shlech to collect the money, you have to be Makna the Choyf to the Shlech. So Rabbi Natan used to send a Nochri to go collect the money for the Nochrim. He didn't want to roam around by the Nochrim. So he used to make a kinyan chalipin to be makna the mammon to the other person. So Rabbeinu Tam holds that kinyan chalipin works even if you're selling to a nochri. And the shach in Choshe Mishpat paskins like the Ritva, just the three-line shach, he just thinks we shouldn't follow the Rabbeinu Tam. Because it says, V'zos l'fanim b'Yisrael, alagula v'alatmor. It says, b'Yisrael v'lor b'akum. Maybe chalipin doesn't work by nochri. So that's a question. And we do mechiras chametz. We make six different kinyonim. Because it's a question, which kinyon works when you makna chametz and metaltlin? When you makna metaltlin to a nochri, which kinyon works? And one of the six kinyonim is chalipin. We're selling the chametz to the nochri. And then the shach holds that the chalipin doesn't work to a nochri. Because it says in the pasuk in Rus, Megillas Rus, it's us lefan b'Yisrael, ala gula v'ala tmur. So we make another five kinyonim. Each, why do we make six kinyonim? Each kinyon has a pick book. There's a shita in halacha that the first kinyan doesn't work, second kinyan doesn't work. The next six kinyan. We assume there's no shita in the world who holds that all the six don't work. No shita in the world holds three of them don't work. If you do three of them, it's also good. We make a chumra, we do six kinyan. Okay. So that's the gemara we learned already. Fine. So then we discussed yesterday about the Braisa, HaKod. There was a Braisa, 10 lines from the top of Dalan on Beis. HaKol Shochtem Afilu Kusi, Afilu Orel, Afilu Yisrael Mumer. What do you mean an Orel? The Gemara said, if it's Mesech Machmas Milom, he's Yisrael Ma'al Yehu. He's a full-fledged Jew. Is it really true? He's 100%. We spoke a little yesterday. Yisrael Ma'al Yehu. A person who's Mesech Machmas Milom, is he permitted to eat Korban Pesach? Is he permitted to eat Truma? The Gemara says there's a whole Perek Oral. In the end of the Imam is Perek Oral. It says Oral is not allowed to eat Korban Pesach. That's in Chumash. Oral is not allowed to eat Truma. So even so, Rashi learns even Mesa Echamach Masmila is not his fault at all. Also not allowed to eat Truma. Rashi holds that an Oral has an incomplete Kedusha Yisrael, even though it's not his fault. I think Mar says Yisrael Ma'al Yehu. I mean, Yisrael Ma'al Yehu b'negei teshchita. We have no complaints. But when the Oral is not, Oral has an incomplete kedusha. B'negei to eating Korban Pesach, b'negei to eating all karbonos, b'negei to eating truma. He doesn't have a full din Yisrael. With respect to shchita schulin, it's good enough. There's a shaila. Let's say a kohen is an Oral for some reason or another. Let's say a kohen is an Oral. Is he allowed to duchen? What has one got to do with the other? No, in order to be a kohen, you have to have a full din Yisrael. So if you say a Yisrael who's an oral has an incomplete kedushas Yisrael, so he can't be a kohen. That's the pasuk that we had from Yecheskel. The Gemara in Sanhedrin quotes the pasuk. Kol ben echer, any kohen who's a goy, how can a kohen be a goy? So it's an erelev, erel basar. Either erelev, either apikoris dina ka'akum, or an oral. Has an incomplete kedushas Yisrael. So the pasuk says, "Hello, Yochel Mikdashi," and the Gemara adds on the word, "Lushar Seni." Kol ben necher, any kohen who's a goy doesn't have a full kedushas Yisrael, can't have a full kedushas kuhunim. So the pasuk is speaking about hakrovas korbanos. A kohen who's an oral is not allowed to be oided korbanos. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes the shaila whether oral, the machlekes achrayim, whether an oral is allowed to duchen or not. Pashto says, you're not be allowed to duchen. He doesn't have a full din Yisrael. He's not a Yisrael Ma'al Yehu. He doesn't have a full din Yisrael. So I can have a full din koin. He shouldn't be allowed. The Mishnah Berurah is mekal that a koin or a man. But a get duchening is good enough. But a get to hakrovas karbon is not. And a get to duchening, he thinks it is enough. Anyway, the Rabbeinu Tam disagrees. The Tosfos in Psochem and the Tosfos in Chagiga. In different Masechtos, Tosfos quotes the Rabbeinu Tam disagrees. All that oral. Rashi on Chumash and Rashi on the Gemara, whenever it says Kol Oral Lo Yochel Boy, Rashi says Meisa Echa Mach Masmila. Even in that case, it's not his fault. The Halacha says he's not allowed to perform a bris milah. He may die. So nonetheless, a Yisrael Oral has an incomplete din Yisrael. He doesn't have a full kedushas Yisrael. And the Rabbi Natam disagrees. He says that the only Oral is not allowed to eat Korban Pesach. Is not allowed to eat Truma. Is the Mumala Reilus, but if it's Mesech Machmas Milo, The Rabbi Natam is of the opinion he is permitted to eat truma. It's a difficult Rabbi Natam. Anyway, but it's a machlekes in a few mesichtes and shas between Perek Aral, the Tosi Rishonim, the first Mishnah. Perek Aral quotes the machlekes. Yeah.
What does the Gemara mean when it says that the highest Yisrael
Malim? Means benegia to shchita. In the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchah Shchita it says like that. They quote the whole Lashon from the Gemara. Means Benegeir Teshchita is Yisrael Malya, but really he has an incomplete Kedusha Yisrael because of the fact that he wasn't Mekayim the Mitzvah Mi. Livna is not his fault. Livna is unable to. Yeah. So the Gemara quoted this brisa, 10 lines on the top of Dalet Amud Beis. Hakol shocht ma'afilu kusa, afilu oro, afilu Yisrael mumer. What does it mean, afilu Yisrael mumer, is allowed to shecht? It means a mumer l'davar echad. What does it mean, an oral can shecht? An oral, meisu echa machmas mila. It's a pshita. So what do you need, a brisa? The Gemara says, no. The brisa means a mumer l'arelis. On principle, he doesn't want to perform bris mila. So mumel adover echad is not a mumel achol tarkula. There was a Reb Meir is of the opinion in Bchoris daflamet. Reb Meir shita mumel adover echad is dina kakum achol tarkula. So we don't pass like that. We pass mumel adover echad is not dina kakum achol tarkula. Only if he's a mumel leroyv dina hatera, then is dina kakum. So what does it mean? Afilu mumer means a mumel adover echad is not dina kakum. So that's a repeat. The Gemara is it's afilu orel means. Mumel arelus, afilu mumer kinshech. It means again a repeat. Mumel adavech, so it's a repetition. So Gemara said it must be the last line must be telling me some added chiddush. Gemara thought either it's telling me Rava's chiddush that he's mumer and the velus l'teyavin. He violates this din. I really should have said that whoever achoshed al adavar lo meidoy should have said that he's not neman. So that's what the brisa says, like Rava, that a mumer ochel nevelus l'teyavim would be nema. Either that's the brisa is telling me like Rava, or perhaps the brisa is telling me like Ravana Norma Shmuel. He says that Israel mumer avodah zarah, even though the fellow worships avodah zarah, he's still shchitos k'sheira. So that was Shmuel this quote. Ravana quotes in the name of Shmuel, mumer avodah zarah is not dina kakam, only mumer l'rov dina hatorah. But Mumel HaDavar Echad is not Dina Kakam, even though the Davar Echad happens to be Avodah Zarah. And we don't, the Gemara has on the last line, on Hey Amad Aleph, Tiyufta the Rabbana Tiyufta, they have a Tiyufta against him from the Braisa. What was the Braisa? So that was Mesve here, the second wide line on Hey Amad Aleph. The Gemara says, Mesve Mikem, Adam Mikem Kiakru Karban Hashem, the opening Pasuk in Chumash Vayikra. So Mikem is a Miut, Mikem Velo Kulchem Lahotzi Asamumer. Then it says, Mikem, only among the Jews we distinguish. Bachem chilak dev lo ba'umas. If you have a Nochri who's a Obir Avodah Zarah, the Nochri violates all the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. So the Pasuk says, a Jew who's a Mumer, Mikem lo kechem lehatzi yas ha-Mumer, we don't accept Karbonis, or Mi'Yisrael Mumer. But it's only, Bachem chilak dev lo ba'umas. If you have a Nochri, or violates all the Sheva Mitzvahs B'Nenach, a Raiv of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'Nenach, there's no din that you can't accept a carbon for him. If he donates a carbon, we do accept it. Rashi on the first wide line quotes the Gemara from Yud Gimel Amud Beis and Chulin. That's an important source. The Pasuk in Vayikra, Rashi quotes, Vayikra Chav Beis. First wide line in Rashi, the Pasuk in Vayikra says, Ish ish mebeis yisal shiakru carbon l'chol nedrechem, etc. So what does it say? Ish ish. Matam lama ish ish. Why does it say twice? That means the rabbis of the kochavim, all human beings, even a nochri who worships Avodah Zarah, if he brings a carbon to the Beis Hamikdash, lelekei Yisrael. If he brings a carbon to Yoshke, we don't accept it. Brings a carbon to the Beis Hamikdash, lelekei Yisrael. So we do accept it. Not only do we accept it from a nochri who observed the Sheva Mitzvahs, even if he's a mumer l'roiv dinov, by a Jew a mumer l'roiv dinat Torah is dina kakam. By a nochri there is no such din. Even if he violates all of the Sheva Mitzvahs ben enoach, we can still accept the korban from him. That's how the Gemara learns that from the Brisa. So then the Gemara quotes that whole Brisa, that if he's really a mumer, then we can't accept the korban from a Jew who's a mumer. However, the pasuk says min apema. The pasuk shot min apema means he can bring the korbanos from min apema, but abaka min atzon. You can't bring a korban from a chaya. The animals are divided. There's behema chay biyof. So you can only bring karbonis from behema, either behema gasa, behema daka. That's be a behema tohira. So the poshim shab min apema is the karbon is going to be min apema, min abaka, min atzon. Baka is behema gasa, tzon is behema daka. Behema daka is a 5-month pregnancy, behema gasa is a 9-month pregnancy. So the pshuta shal mikra min apema goes on the karbon. The Gemara has an additional level of interpretation on the third wide line. And Hayamad Alam Min Apeima is the one who's donating the korban. Eilu Ben Yodam Shedamim LeBehema means he's a Balavera. We compare him to a Behema. Mikan Omer, based on that pasuk Min Apeima, the Tanoim established him. Mikablim Korbanis Min Pershi Yisrael Kadesh Yatsur Behema Tshuva. Was interpreting the reason why. Okay, we may accept Korbanis from a Mumer. I but it contradicts the first line in the Brisa says Mikem Lo Kolchem Lehotzias Amumer. How do you say now Mikablen Karbonis Mipersha Yisrael? Pershia Yisrael means he does that there. Be amazing. Pershia Yisrael does that there. Be amazing. The Gemara asks how Gufa Kasha it's Astira. First line in the Brisa Mikem Lo Kolchem. You don't accept from Amumer. What a time Mikablen Karbonis Pershia Yisrael. So must be Amumer Le Reiv Din Ator. Amumer Lechol Ator Kula means Ruba Kukula. He violates rov of the mitzvahs that he's aware of that come his way. So as Dina, so you can't accept karbanos from him. But as mumma ledaver echad, then we don't accept Rav Meir's opinion. That Dina kakum. He said mumma ledaver echad is not Dina kakum l'chol ator kulam. How do you read the last line in the brisa? Then it says you cannot accept from a mumer who's menasach yayin and mechal shabbos v'esim. Those are the two exceptions to the rule. If the Dabarechad happens to be Avodah Zarah or Mechal Shabbos Befreyas. As the Gemara says on the last line, this price is Tiyufta the Rabbanan Tiyufta. Rabbanan says that a Jewish person who's Zoybet Avodah Zarah is Pasolish Kosha, Kosha Teshecht. So the Gemara says a Tiyufta against Rabbanan from this price. It's really problematic, we pointed out. It's not really the same topic. The Braisa, Rabbanan is talking about a din, that mumadina kakum, that a Jew is a mumadina kakum. A nochri cannot check, that's given. Either one pasuk or another, the Rambam or Tosfos, that's the question, what's the mucker? That was Machlokes Tosfos and the Rambam. Mishnah says later, Shechita Sakam Nevela. Where was that Mishnah? Shechita Sakam Nevela. Where? Yud Gimel Laman Aleph. Shechita Sakam Nevela Matam Le Bemas. Yud Gimel Laman Aleph. So it says on the side, look and Tosfos Gimel Laman Beis. Tosfos gives their reason. Right, that Yindida Bar Svichim. The Rambam gave his reason. That Kor Lecho Bechal Tamiz Ivchoi. That we discussed already. So, so the Gemara came up with a Chiddush that a Jew who's a Mumer L'Avod Zara. Mumel Chal Shabbos Befreheset Dina Ka'akum, just like Chita Zakum is Nevela, so too if the Mechal Shabbos Befreheset or the Oivet Avod Zara Shchech Zabeim Shchitos Nevela. How can you, the Gemara makes a Tiyufta, the Rabbana Tiyufta from the Braisa. The Braisa is not the same thing. The Braisa is based on the assumption we do accept Karbonis from a Nochri. See, by Shchita, we start off with the Prem, Shchita Zakum is not acceptable. Then we say there's certain Jews whom we treat as Zakum. Mumel Rav Dina Tor Dina Kak, Mumel Chal Shabbos Befreheset Dina Kakum, Mumel Avod Zara Dina Kak. We say, start off, this Dina Akum cannot shecht, either according to the Rama or according to the text, whatever the reason is. You have certain people, Jewish people, you treat Dina Kak. By Karbonis, you may accept Karbonis Ben Akum. It says, Ish Ish. That's the first wide line in Rashi from that. Yud Gimel Amba, Ish Ish. The rabbis of the Chamashin Nodjim and Dharman and Abiska said, they may give Karbonis. It's just the din of Yisra, even though the Nochri violates all the Sheva Mitzvahs been enough. It's only a din by the Jews. Bachem chalakti, bachem chilakti, v'lo b'umas. By the Umas, even though he violates all the dinim, he still can bring a korban. By the Jews, he can't bring a korban. So the Jew who's a mumer is worse off than a Nochri. It's not the mumer din of kakum. A hakum is mekablan karbonis ben hakum. So why exactly that's a problem? Why is that considered tiyufta, the rabbana tiyufta? They're talking about two different things. Rav Anan is talking, is there a din of Moma Dina Kakum? So he denies, no such din. And then you bring a rai from Karbanis, that's not because Moma Labadazar Dina Kakum. And Akamuzar Labadazar, you can bring Karbanis. You do accept Karbanis, it's not really the same. So that's problematic. How did the Gemara, I don't know. The Gemara considers it Tiyufta de Rav Anan. Okay. Halacha Lamai said, we don't accept Rav Anan sheep. We don't pass like Rav Anan. Yeah, how did Shmuel prove his point? So he quotes a whole story from Tanakh that Achav's people, Vayisbach la'Achav, son of Bokal the Rav, v'lo'am Hashem, v'yisisel alas aram as gilad, he gave, Yoshav HaMelech Yehuda was observant, and he ate the flesh that was geshoften by Achav's people. And Achav was an Abid Abedazar, Achav and Izel, husband and wife, both of the Abedazar, and their whole chevra, their whole cabinet, the whole team, they were all of the Abedazar. And nonetheless, Yoshafat was a tzaddik, and he ate from the flesh that was geshochten by Achav's men. So that's Shmuel's proof from that psukim in Devarayamim, that, and from, yeah. From the Pesukim of Devarayam, and we see that Shechitas Yisrael is kosher, even though the Yisrael is an Abir Abedizar. Yeah, we don't paskin like that. We don't paskin like that. The Gemara raises an issue over here. The Gemara says on the bottom of Dalan on the base, how do you know that Yoshafat ate the flesh, maybe only drank the wine? So the Gemara says, what's the difference, the flesh and the wine? The wine is Tam Yainam also. The Gemara says, no, well, Stam Yenim is the Gzeira de Rabbanan. In the days of Yoshafat, they didn't yet have that Gzeira de Rabbanan. So the fact that Yoshafat was at Tzadik and he's drinking the wine, the Gemara has a lot, and about 20 lines from the bottom. Adai Lanesa Yenim Shalav Dichavim. That's before the Gzeira de Rabbanan was made. Abel Achila, but how was he allowed to eat the flesh if there's a din that Mumalav Adazar Dinikakum? How can he eat the flesh? It's a little is what to discuss over here. Was there ever a development of halacha over the generation? Every single din was told to Moshe Rabbeinu, or in the later generation they added on more dinim and they dash and more psukim. So that's a big machlekes, the Rambam against the Gaonim. The Rambam and the Hakdama to the Pirush HaMishnayos writes about Torah Shebal Peh. The Mishnah is all Torah Shebal Peh. So the Rambam quotes the Gaonim are of the opinion that we take the Midrashim literally. We have Midrashim that say, Kol Ma Shetam and Vasek Asa L'Chadish Nemel Ola Moshe Misinai. The Ketzos HaChoshen wrote a Sefer in the early 1800s. He wrote a Sefer on Choshen Mishpat. The Ketzos HaChoshen. So he writes, maybe everything that I write is Dvar B'Telem. What right do I have to print the Sefer? A good Talmud, a religious Talmud with a good head. Maybe I'm writing Dvar Metalim. So he says, a lot of times he came up with a Chiddush, and he found afterwards that the Rishonim say it. So that showed him that he's thinking straight. If the Rishonim say his Chiddushim, it means that he's on the right path. So he thinks that maybe some of what he wrote is correct. He thinks maybe he's a Talmud Vasik, and he's entitled to express his opinion. Maybe some of the things that he says are going to be correct. Okay. So that's what the Gaonim were of the opinion that when the few Midrashma has like that, called Masha Talmud Vasik Asa L'Chadish, Nemar Lo L'Moshe Misina, every single din that says in the Shulchan Aruch that's a correct din was told to Moshe Rabbeinu in Har Sinai. Every single din was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. So where's the room for Machloikas? There's always Machloikas, every page in the Gemara. Every machlokes is an indication that they forgot. So the Rambam says that's an embarrassment. The Rambam writes there in the Hakdama to the Pirush HaMishnayos, that's an embarrassment to the Jewish nation. The most precious thing we have is the Torah. And every single din has a machlokes. And every page in Shas, you have a machlokes on every topic. I mean, they forgot Kol HaTorah Kula. They forgot everything. So the Rambam says that cannot be. He doesn't accept that. He says that expression that appears in the Midrashim, Kol Masha Talmud Vasek Asa L'Chadish, every single din was told to Moshe Rabbeinu, he doesn't think that's what it means. It means the text of the Chumash was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, and the principles, the Midrash HaTorah and the Drash HaSman were given to Moshe Rabbeinu, and in every generation, the Chachamim applied the Midrash HaTorah and the Drash HaSman and they would read in between the lines to figure out more details and more details. And over the generation, the later generations would be accepting what the earlier generations worked out, and they would darshan more, and they would have rigorous proof. So they would prove, they would come up with a new idea in a later generation based on drushes that were made in the earlier generation. So the Torah Sheval Peh kept on growing and growing and growing. In every generation, they added on more and more. The Netziv has a long description of this, and his Hakdamah, his commentary on the Shiltas, which is really an introduction to the whole Torah Sheval Peh. So he says, in every generation, the Torah is like a flame. Imina esh das lama. So first you have a little flame, and then you throw in more fuel, so the flame gets bigger, bigger, bigger over the generation. The Torah Sheval Peh keeps on growing. There's even a machlokes in Achreinim. If a later bezin is mecharish a new din, does the din only apply mikana l'habo? Do you say no? It's a glod milsel. I'm afraid the din was always so from the days of Maimon HaSinai. In the world of science, if they discover some new scientific fact today, we assume it was always so from Sheshes made Bereshes. The world didn't change. We assume this was the mathematical principle. Whatever the mathematicians discover, whatever the chemists, whatever the physicists, whatever they discover, we assume it was always so from Sheshes made Bereshes. So the Shaila is in Torah. If a Talmud Vasek comes a Talmud Atan and he comes up with a new drasha. So does it mean the din applies on the Mikana Lahaboa? Or no? He discovered a din that was always so. The din was always so. So some Gedolim hold the din is on. That's a big machlokes achren, the Chidah. And his commentary on Megillas Rus talks about it. He quotes the discussion that machlokes whether Amoni v'lai Amonis, Mayavi v'lai Mayavi, Rus Amavia married Boaz. So the question is, but it says, Nuchumish, Leov Amoni, Mayavi b'kal Hashem. They're not allowed to marry a Jewish person. So the answer is, Moyavi v'lo Moavia. The women who convert from Moav are permitted to marry. Only men who convert from Moav cannot marry Jewish girls, but the women who convert can marry. So that's a big machlokes in Rishonim. Was this an old din? Was this Allah HaMoshe Mesinai? Moyavi v'lo Moavia? Or was this a din that was in Schadesh in that generation? And Shmuel HaNavi was Mechadeshin. So then, according to the Tzad, that it was Nischadish in the days of Shmuel, Beis Din Yashel Shmuel HaRamasi, do we assume the din only applies Mikan al-Habor, the din, what's a Gloy Muslim affair, this was always the din. So the Chidon, his commentary on Megillas Rus, quotes this Machlok HaSachrein, whether the dinim were always so. So what's, and even if it turns out the din was always so, the Gemara's Lashon is, Stam Yenim didn't exist yet in the days of Yehoshaphat. So that you can't have any tainus. How come Yehoshaphat is drinking the wine? How can he eat the flesh? That was always so. Who says it was always so? The dinner was always so that Mumalav with Izar Dinakakam Shchita Sakam Nevela. They used in Schadish in a later generation. Every single din was there before the days of Yehoshaphat. Maybe this is one of the dinim that was developed over the generations. A little. According to the way the Rambam writes, and that's the accepted opinion, we assume in every generation, they darshan more dinim and they developed more, and they were building on the dinim that were developed in the earlier generations. They would develop more dinim and more dinim. So maybe during the lifetime of Yehoshaphat and Achav, maybe they still didn't have this din. So according to the Rambam, it's a problematic Gemara. Assumes it was always the din. Who says it was always the din? I don't know. But that's we don't paskin like Shmuel. We paskin. The Gemara has on the last line tiyufta the rabbana tiyufta. We have not accepted Shmuel's opinion. It's problematic. Had they learned it out from that brisa? The brisa really is talking about a different din. That is problematic. Then the Gemara has a kasha on the last line on Hey Amad Aleph. The Gemara is bothered with a kasha. You tell me you're learning out from the pasuk and the second wide line on Hey Amad Aleph. That's a sifra on the first pasuk in Vayikra, the second pasuk in Vayikra. Nikam lo kulchem lahotzias hamumer. The Gemara is at the source. Lehasam Nafke. The Gemara has on the top line of Hamid Beis learned out from a different pasuk, from a different perek in Vayikra, not the opening pasuk. Le'am Ha'aretz Prat Lemumer. Totally different pasuk. So the Gemara finally answers. Let's see, six lines from the top, and for the Gemara, the Torah says Chada V'Chata Chada Ba'Elo Tzvichi. I need two pasukim. The first pasuk in Vayikra, Perek Aleph, Mikem Elokuchem Lahotzi Asamumer. That's Od Mikem Kiyakiv. It goes on a Korban Oilo. You want to bring on a Dov, a Korban Oilo. The pasuk later in Vayikra, I don't know what chapter Dalit, Vayikra chapter Dalit, Sog Machatos. So I need a pasuk to say that a mumer, we cannot accept a chatos from a mumer, and I need another pasuk, cannot accept an oilo from a mumer. That would have been, and the Gemara says it's tzrichi, you need both. If you would only have the miut by one and not by the other, there would be room to argue the case and say, maybe the mumer can bring the other kind of korban. Maybe he just can't bring this kind, the other kind. I say, you need two psukim, fine. What exactly does it say there by the chatos? Me'am ha'aretz. So the brisa, that brisa on the top few lines on Amid Beis, has a machlokes between the Tanakama and Reb Shimon. Shimon Baichoy. Reb Shimon is Reb Shimon Baichoy. Reb Shimon Be'yosi is quoting in the name of Amid Mishum, Reb Shimon Baichoy. What's the machlokes? What is the which pasuk teaches you that you cannot accept a chatos? Mikem tells you you cannot accept an oilo from a mumer, and which pasuk exactly tells you you cannot accept a chatos from a mumer? So that's a machlokes. So the Tanakhama says me'am ha'aretz is a miut me', not everybody like mikem v'lo kulchem. Me'am ha'aretz v'lo kol ha'aretz is prat l'mumer. Reb Shimon holds a different reason why. Only Ashav Midiyos and maybe Korban Hashigigos, and Ashav Midiyos and maybe Korban Hashigigos. How do you translate the word Ashav Midiyos? So Rashi has two translations. Either Hashav means he does tshuva. When he realizes that he did an Aveira, right away he does tshuva Midiyos. Once he has Yidiyos Achet, says, Ohod Olav Chatos HaShachot Oleh. When the person has Yidiyos Achet is always Machayiv and tshuva. Before you did sachet, you're not mechayev to do tshuva. You didn't know that you did anything wrong. So a person, let's say, did an avera, then he realizes, he did something wrong, so now he's mechayev to do tshuva, he's mechayev to bring a korban chatas. The idea is mechayev. Tosis writes in the beginning on Dav Dalet and Shavuos, there's a Tosis. Dalet Amanal, Tosis says, let's say on Matzoi Shabbos, a person has an uneasy feeling, person's about tshuva, and he has an uncomfortable feeling, he thinks he must have been Mechal Shabbos. But he does know what? He does know enough of Hilchah Shabbos. So he sets aside a Korban Chatos, just in case he was Mechal Shabbos. Then he goes to classes, he's a Baal Tshuva, he goes to classes. So a month later, he finds out, he turned on the television on Shabbos. He never knew that you're not allowed to turn on the television, turn on the lights, whatever. He finds out that you're not allowed to do that. So he brings the Chatos to the Beis HaMikdash. So Tosfos says it's puzzle. Because at the time that he designated the chatos, he just had an uncomfortable feeling. He probably was mechatos, but he had no yediyah sachet. The pasuk says, "Ohoy delav chatos hashachat oleo." If he has yediyah sachet, then he's chayv to bring a chatos. Chatos not bo ben adam and adam. If you didn't have yediyah sachet, you're not mechayv to bring a chatos. If you're not mechayv, the chatos is not chal. Unless after he goes to class and he hears that you're not allowed to turn on lights on Shabbos, then he's makdish the chatos a second time. He says, that chatas that I set aside 2 months ago, because I had an uncomfortable feeling on Matzoi Shabbos, he declares it again as a chatas. Okay, he can be Magdush later. But the first Hakdosha was not chal. That's what Tosis points out. That's Pashtus says that it's correct. Yediyah Sachet is what's Mechayev. The Mishnayos have, there's a Machlokes HaTanoim and a Mishnah and Horius that say there's a din of Parkoy Moshiach, or a Sawyer Nossi. Nasi goes on the Melech Yisrael. If the Melech is Machal Shabbos, he brings a Sawyer. Sawyer is a Zoch. Usually a Chatas is in a Keva. So if the Melech is Machal Shabbos B'Shegeg, he brings a Sawyer Nasi. Nasi means the Melech. Well, let's say the Kangodl is Machal Shabbos B'Shegeg. A normal person, Machal Shabbos, like you and me, Machal Shabbos B'Shegeg, so he brings a Kizba Oseira, a female. If the Kangodl is Machal Shabbos B'Shegeg, so he has to bring a par kain golem, more expensive. He has to bring a zocher, par kain golem. So the Mishnayos have a machlokes HaTanaim. What if his Mechal Shabbos when he was a head yot. And then they appoint him as the Melech, or they appoint him as the Kohen Gadol, and then he has the Yedia Sachet after he was appointed. Is he Miskaper Kizbo Sira? Because you go bus at the time that he did the Avera, like a head yot, he's Miskaper like a head yot, Kizbo Sira. Or does he have the din? Or do you say, no, since the Yedia Sachet is what's Mechayev, and Yedias Ogalav Chatosha Shechat Oleo, Yedias Achet took place after he was already appointed as the Kohen Gadol of the Melech, so you should go Basar Shas Yedias Achet, or the same thing in the reverse. Let's say he did the Aveir when he was the Kohen Gadol and he was the Melech, but then they fire him. You can fire the Melech, you can fire the Kohen Gadol. It's rare, but they can be, he's Mismana Bepeh, he's Mistalek Bepeh. This is called Yerushalmi. Kohen Gadol and the Melech are Mismana Bepeh, Mistalek Bepeh. The same people who appointed him can remove him from his position. So what if the Avera, the Chilul Shabbos, was done, he ate Chela, he ate B'yam Kippur, B'shegin, whatever, he ate Chametz B'Pesach, the Avera, Sheish B'Koris, the Avera that he did when he was a Kohen Gadol and he was a Melech. But he doesn't have a Yedia Sachet till after they already had fired him. So do you go Bas HaShas Avera, or do you go Bas HaShas Yedia Sachet to determine which korban he has to bring to be Miskaper, whether he is Miskaper Kehedyot, the Kizbo Hasira, like a plain person, or is Miskaper Kemelech or Kohen Gadol. The din is they need both. You have to have the person did the Avera, and then he has Yedia Sachet. Before Yedia Sachet, there's no chiv to do tshuva. So again, so the two pshatim in Reb Shimon Shita. Shimon says, "Ashav midiyasa maybe korban al shigigosa." What does it mean? Ain ashav midiyasa, ain be korban al shigigosa. So one pshat is Hashav, if he does tshuva when he gets to Yediyas Achet, he did Chilul Shabbos, and then he finds out at the time that he did the Chilul Shabbos, he didn't know that this is a melachim. Never heard of that melachim. And then when he finds out that was a malocha, he doesn't do tshuva. He doesn't care. He's not interested in doing tshuva. He's a mummer. He doesn't observe Shabbos. Doesn't keep kosher. He eats chayla v'dam. So if he's not shav mitra, by the time he wants to bring the carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, Tosis points out the second Tosis on Hamad Beis. Ain't a shav midiyasa. Tosis asks the kasha, there's a pasuk that says, Zevach Hashem Tayeva. You may not accept the carbon from a person who's a Rasha. So at the time that he wants to bring the korban to the Beis HaMikdash, we're talking the guy who already did tshuva. If he didn't do tshuva, so you can't accept the korban. It's Ein HaShav in the Yosef. So Tai says, no. We're talking now, by the time he brings the korban to the Beis HaMikdash, he did tshuva. Now he is a tzaddik. But when he did the Aveira, he was a Rasha. Then when he gets Yediyah Sachet, when he becomes Hoygalav Chatasa, he doesn't care. He's not Shav Midiyasa. He did not do tshuva when he heard about the fact that what he did yesterday was an Aveira. He's Lo Shav Midiyasa. When he found out about the fact that it was an Aveira, he didn't do tshuva at the time. By now he does tshuva. But at the time that he got Yediyah Sachet, it wasn't Mechayiv him anything. He was Lo Shav Midiyasa. That's one shot. The word Shav means that he did tshuva Midiyasa when he got the Yediyah Sachet. Because Yediyah Sachet is a moment of chiyuv. That's when it's mechayev. Then Rashi has another pshat. Ashav is from the word, maybe ashev, shevi al tasa. If he would have had a yediyah, he did a chilul Shabbos 2 days ago was Shabbos. He did a chilul Shabbos. If someone would have told him on Shabbos that that's an aveira, would he have acted b'shevi al tasa? Would he have been I don't know how do you pronounce it. I don't know if it's ashav mitir. Hashav means one that does tshuva. Is it the same pronunciation when you want to say he would have been a shevi al tasa? Maybe it's also the same pronunciation. I don't know. But it's a different word. It's not tshuva to return. It's shev, yeshiva. Hashav mi diosai, would he act b'shevi al tasa? If he would have had a yediyah yesterday when he did the avera, if he would have known that this is treif for food, if he would have known that this is a malach on Shabbos, would he have acted b'shevi al tasa? So then he has to bring a korban al shigigosa. But if he would have had an idea yesterday that this is us, he would have done it anyway. He was a mumra at the time that he did the aver. Then he's not mechayev to bring the korban chatz. So these are the two pshatim the Rashi gives. How do you translate the word shav in the yosa? One gives the Rashi, the Torah's Kanim, the giver says, hayoshev mi diosa. If he would have had idea when he did the aver, would he have been a Yoshev, would he have been a Shevi Altasa? Would he still do They are very big kumli, I say. So these are the two pshatim. So that's the Gemara's kasha. You tell me that you learn out from the Torah's Kohanim on the second pasuk in Chumash VeYikra, Nikem lo kulchem otzi samumba, but you learn it out from a different pasuk. So the top Tosfos on Amud Beis is bothered with Akasha. The Gemara worded the question incorrectly. The Gemara asked, "You tell me it's learned out from pasuk A in VeYikra Aleph. No, it's learned out from pasuk B in VeYikra Dalet." The same thing learned out from a different pasuk. The Gemara says, "You're right. There are two pesukim. One goes ba'ol, one goes bechatos, and there's a tzrichi. There's a tzrichese. If it would only be written by chatos or ba'ol, he would know the other one." That's what it says in the Gemara. So Tosfos says they should have worded the kasha differently. That it's a contradiction between the two brises. Not that the two brises quote two pesukim to teach the same thing. The Gemara says in the Hadron, you never have that. You can't have din echad yotze mishnei pesukim. You have sometimes the reverse. Mikra echad yotze the kama taimim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated the Chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu in such a way. The Gemara quotes a pasuk. Achaz dibra lakim shtayim zu shamayti. HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated the Chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu. Word for word, letter for letter. And sometimes there's a pasuk that has more than one level of interpretation. So you can have one pasuk with two totally different interpretations on the pasuk. And Eilu v'Eilu, they're both correct. They're both levels. We have a lot of psukim like that. We have a lot of psukim like that. We spoke the other day about Lois Hachonim. Did we speak here? There's a difficult pasuk in Chumash Dvarim. When you come to Eretz Yisrael, you have the Zayin Umas living there. Lois Hachonim. The Gemara has three levels of interpretation on the pasuk, and all three are Dinim Deraisa. Lois Hachonim, Eloshen, Chain, Liyim Tzu, Chain Beinechem, you're not allowed to praise an Ochri, Ovid Avidazar. Lois Hachonim, Eloshen, Chinam, you're not permitted to give a Matnas Chinam to an Ochri. And Lois Hachonim, Eloshen, Chanaya, Lisitan Lam Chanoya Bikarka, you're not allowed to rent or sell a house to an Ochri in Eretz Yisrael. And all three are accepted men HaTorah. It is not a sophic which one. The three levels of interpretation. And the same pasuk, we have Nochrim who wrote books, and they tell you they had more than one intention in the story. They wrote novels and poems that had more than one kavanah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us also, Achaz Dibra Lakim, Stayim Zu Shamayti. The Gemara says, Mikra Echad Yotze Lekama Tanim. You can have one pasuk, and it has more than one level of interpretation, but you cannot have one din that's learned that from two psukim. So that's the Gemara's kasha. O mehocha nafke, mehosam nafke. What do you need two psukim to say the same thing? You have them by Yikra Aleph, mikem lo kuch mehotzi yasam mumer. Then you have meyam ha'oretz, the same mem, the miyut. Meyam ha'oretz, velo kalam ha'oretz, prat le mumer. So Gemara answers, I need one for oil and one for chatos, with tzvichit, there's a tzvichasim. So Tosfos asks, why does the Gemara say that it's the same din learned after two psukim and it cannot be? The Rebbeinu Shlom didn't write the Chumash like that, that you have an extra pasuk. You have two psukim to teach you the same thing. The Gemara should have asked a different kasha, that the two brises contradict each other. That the first brise, we spent a lot of time on Hei Omer Aleph. The first brise says only Mumma L'chola Torah Kula is the Dina Ka'akum. But Mumar Adavar Echad is not the Nikakum, unless the Adavar Echad is Chal Shabbos Befrahesya or Rabbi Rabbi Dezor, Menasa Chazayayin. In the Brais Anam Beis, Meham Ha'aretz Prat Lemumar, the Gemara says, even if he's, what did the Gemara answer? Five lines on the top. Mumma lechal chela behavi korban al adam. He's a mumma for chela and he ate dam b'shoyge. That's a mumma l'davar echad. The mumma l'davar echad. The Gemara says, according to the Tanakhama, mumma l'davar echad also cannot bring a korban. If you all like Reb Shimon, the only mumma who cannot bring a korban is the one who's not shov midiyosai. But the person eats, he always eats chela, is a mumma l'achel, but he never eats dam. He doesn't want to eat dam. If he would have known that there's dam over here, he wouldn't have eaten it. He would have been shevi al tasa. And when the minute he finds out that they gave him dam and he ate the dam, he does tshuva right away. He showed me the osa, he does tshuva right away. So according to Reb Shimon, as quoted in his brisa, according to Reb Shimon, mumma lechel chelev, and he ate dam b'shoikig and he wants to bring a korban, he would bring the korban al adam. But according to the Tanakhama, mumma lechel chelev, he ate the korban al adam, you don't accept the korban. Why not? He's a mumma l'davar echad. You do accept karbonis. So why did the Gemara say, how can you learn the same din from two psukim? Not the same din. You should have asked, it's a contradiction. The first brice, after we worked on it, we interpreted the first brice as telling us, only a mumah l'chola tarakula dina kakum, but a mumah l'dabarachot is not dina kakum. And the second brice, according to the Tanakhama, says, even a mumah l'chachelev, and maybe korban adam, is also mumah l'dabarachot, is mumah l'chola tarakula. That's Rameyah Shita. But that's in contradiction to the Braisa and Amanal. That's what Tosis asks, the top line. And Tosis Hamer based Tema, my Kormam Hochanavke, my Hosanavke. No! Adarab is not the same din learned out from two different psukim. What do you need two psukim to teach the same din? Adarab, Hach Pliga, the second Braisa contradicts, disagrees with the first one. Feel the moment of the Rechel, Kamatanakame, Ema Kablam, because the Gemara Zetz is Zain, the Gemara is Mukim, the Gemara gives the Okim to the Pligi. The Tanakhama and Reb Shimon disagree. One is a mumalach chaylev hifish korban al adam. Isn't that a mumalach dover echad? So Tosis gives two interpretations. Meforash abin atam, and then you say beoid yishlema. So the meforash abin atam, interesting that when the Gemara says mumalach chaylev hifish korban al adam, doesn't mean mumalach chaylev. He's a mumalach ala tarakula. He violates the roiv dini hatorah. Most of the dinim that is a dam, he never eats. Dam he never wants to eat. But all the Shabbos and Kashas and Taras HaMishpocha, everything else he violates. He doesn't observe any of the mitzvahs. Dam is one of the few mitzvahs that he does observe. So that's the one pshat that the Rabbeinu Tam says. Mumalach hechele behevi korban al dam means the mumalach ala terakula, except for dam. There is a miyut of mitzvahs that he does observe. One of them is dam. But it's a mum of the rabbi din out there. So that's the Gemara's kasha. Tanakhama says, "Me am ha'aretz prat lemumer v'chola tarakula." That's the same as the previous brice. That's how the rabbi in the time said. Where does he get that from? Because the Gemara talks, the Gemara in Dafim Mesichtas calls a regular chatos. That's in Vayikra, chapter Dalet. Regular chatos is called a chatos chelev. Why is it called a chatos chelev? One brings a chatos. And any avera, culture is done a kodeshig, you lost a chatos. The Chumash says if a person does an avera b'shoigeg, he has to bring a korban chatos. What avera did he do b'shoigeg? He spoke lashon hara b'shoigeg. It was probably b'mezid. And even if he did it b'shoigeg, there's no chatos. He cheated in business b'shoigeg. It was also b'mezid. It wasn't b'shoigeg. And even if he did it b'shoigeg, there's no chiyav chatos. Chiyav chatos only if he did, even though it doesn't say in the Chumash, but that's what the Mishnayos say. Chayiv chatos only if he violated an isa koris b'shege. Kol she zana koris, she gigosa chatos. So you bring a chatos, that's a chatos kavua. Sometimes a person can't afford to pay for the korban, so he brings a chatos ola b'yorit. The price goes up, the price goes down, depending on how much he can afford. This is called the chatos kvua. Whether you're wealthy or you're poor, you bring the same chatos kvua. You bring a kizba osira. You bring a behema daka. You don't bring a behema gaza. Unless you're a parkoi mashiach. Unless he's the kangodals. And then he brings a par, or a soyer nasi. So the nasi brings a soyer. Okay, it's a zohar. But usually it's called the chatos kvua. A chatos kvua is any person that does an avera. There are 36 averas for which you chayv koris. So two of them you don't bring a chatos, that's Pesach HaMilu. That's the first Mishnah in Krisis. That Pesach HaMilu is a mitzvah saseh, so if you violated it b'shegig, you don't bring a chatos. On all the other Isurei Koris, if you violated b'shegig, you bring a chatos. Nonetheless, the Gemara calls it chatos chelev. Why is it called chatos chelev? That's a dugma. That's one mashal. Chelev has koris. If you violate chelev, amaze it. This chorus, if you violate a b'shegeg, you bring a chatos. So just like the Gemara in a few places, there's a quote some of them. Gemara refers to the regular chatos kvua. It's called a chatos chelev. It's lav dafke chelev. So the same in our Gemara, when the Gemara says, mumer lecha chelev, evi korban al adam, doesn't mean chelev. Mumer lechola tarakula. He's a mumer to violate chelev is a dugma. It's a mashal for all of the averes. He's a mumer lecha chelev means a mumer lechola tarakula. Every korban al adam. Dam is one of the few korbanos that he does, one of the few dinim that he does observe. So that's the first answer that the Rabbeinu Tam says. That when the Tanakhama says, mumalach hachelev, every korban al adam, Mumalach echel means a mumalach al haTorah kula. The roib dini haTorah, and he's bringing a chatos on one of the averis that he doesn't violate. Then Tosis quotes Ve'od Yishlam, another suggestion, not like the Rabbi Natan. Maybe when it says mumalach echel means literally chelu, it doesn't mean like chatos chelu means a dugma. Chelu is a dugma. No, it means only a mumalach chelev. But since chelev and dam are always mentioned together in Chumash, sometimes mamish in the same pasuk, kol chelev chadam lo yisar chelu, because they're both similar, they're both the same. That's the chelev gavoya. The chelev you're not allowed to eat in a behema kshera because it's miyuchad l'Hashem. You're supposed to, if you bring, that's why in a chaya you can't bring a chaya as a korban. So chelev chaya is mutter. The exact same chelev that in the behema is also with an isa karis, if it's a chay, it's muta b'achila. Because chay is not kosher to bring as a korban. You cannot bring a chay as a korban. So chelev is also because it's chelev gavoya. And dam is also because ki adam hu ha-nefesh v'osan esat lechem alam izbecha hape alechem. So the isa chelev and dam are often together in the same pasuk, are next to each other, and they're for the same reason. Because it's the chelev gavoya. That's what Tosis says. V'yishem shabash yesh karis b'shneim v'olam la gavoya v'nemer b'labecho kol chelev chadam lo yisar chelu. They're so similar to each other. So that's what the Gemara says. One is a mum alecha chelev. That pasuk, even though he never violates dam, that's called a mum lo yisar dover. He's a mum lo yisar dover. Asheni kenim p'ol l'akrab shimen, that it depends on shab midi yosai. So he in Shabbat Yosse he would bring. So these are the two interpretations that Tosis gives. Okay. Then the Gemara continues to discuss Shechitas Kusi. So the Gemara says Rabasi himself ate Shechitas Kusi. Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yassi was a Talmud Rabbi Yechanan. He says over, Aniri, he says Rabbi Yechanan, Shochom Shechitas Kusi. Abbas himself ate Shechitas Kusi. The Gemara was wondering, how can that be? How can it be if Behemtem Shel Tzadik Me'a Kodesh Baruch Mevi Takol Al Yodam, Tzadik Ma'atzman Lo Kolshken, how can a Kodesh Baruch allow such a tragedy to occur that Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Yassi should eat from Shechitas Kusi? No, they held that as mutter. The Gemara says they held that it was mutter. So there's no pella. If you didn't know the din, and then it turns out that it's usher, so then it's the kasha from the Hemtel Shul Tzadikim. But if they hold halacha that is mutter, they disagree, so then it's not a kasha. Tzadikim Absalom Al Koshkin. So here, we mentioned yesterday, the bottom Tosis has a whole series of kashas from various Gemaras. How can you say HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevit hakol adei tzadikim? They have so many different gemaras where tzadikim did the war mechal Shabbos b'shogeg and he killed an eid zaymeim incorrectly shaloi kedin. So the re-answers in Tosis only midid achilim. The only time the gemara is worried about midid achilim. And then Tosis asks, what about eating before havdalah? By mistake, he ate before havdalah. They were eating on Yom Kippur. Tosis quotes the gemara Rosh Hashanah daf chafalav. One of the Chachamim, one of the Amoraim who lived in Eretz Yisrael, went to Bavel in Aseres Yemei Tshuva. And he knew when they made Rosh Hashanah, which day did they make Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, which day was Rosh Hashanah. So we have Sveik Adiyam, and we observe 2 days, but we don't observe 2 days Yom Kippur. We observe 1 day Yom Kippur on the assumption that the first day Rosh Hashanah was Rosh Hashanah. So on one occasion, the Gemara tells in Rosh Hashanah, one of the Amoraim came to Bavel in Aseres Yemei Tshuva. He sees everybody's eating on Yom Kippur. So he has a kama basim, tapshila de bavloi, b'tsoy marava de marova. Eretz Yisrael is marova. Eretz Yisrael is to the west of Bavel. So he says, today is Yom Kippur in Eretz Yisrael. And my friends, the Bavlim, they're eating delicious food. Kama basim tapshila de bavloi, the Babylonian Jews, the religious Jews, are eating delicious food. Basim means how tasty. The tapshila mar in Bavel and the tzomer rabba de marov and Eretz Yisrael, they're all fasting today. So Tosis says, how can it be? They didn't know which date by mistake. They thought that the earlier day was Rosh Hashanah, really was the later, whatever, the wrong day. So they were eating on the real day that was really Yom Kippur. How can it be? Tzadik man HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mevi'ta Kol Al Yodam. So Tosfos Yen says it only applies with respect to eating non-kosher food. Eating kosher food on Yom Kippur is not a problem. Eating before Havdalah is not a problem. Only eating non-kosher food. Right? That's what Tosfos says. Killing the Eid Zaymim, that's not. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mevi'ta Kol Al Yodam, that's not a problem. And being Mechal Shabbos Kor Vehita, that's not a problem. It's only a problem to eat non-kosher food.
If they were already eating on Yom Kippur, would we make them do a second day of Yom Kippur?
Which day was the real... No. They ate on Yom Kippur for Apollo. He should have told them they shouldn't eat on Yom Kippur.
But isn't the whole Indian that we don't do 2 days of Yom Kippur because it's just impossible? But theoretically, there would be 2 days of Yom Kippur.
There should have been 2 days of Yom Kippur because it's fake of the Yomah. Should have had a sfeik of the yom, but they never made a takana of yantav sheni shel yom kippur because it'll be a sakana. Some people may die if you dump the first 2 days in a row, so they never made a takana. But that's a peladiki gemara. But and he lets him eat. He should have told him, don't eat today's yom kippur. No, he says, look how delicious my Babylonian friends are eating yom kippur and Eretz Yisrael, they're all fasting today. Why didn't you tell him stop eating? It's a strange Gemara. So Tosfos there asked that kasha. Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah. That's a famous Gemara. Kama basim tafshila de bavloi b'tzaymara de marova. Why didn't tell him to stop eating? So Tosfos has a funny answer there. The din is, it says, Ela be'ar Hashem shetikru oisam. The word oisam is written chosavov. And it appears at least 2 times. It really appears 3 times. Elamiyad Hashem, where is that? In Parshas Emor, by the Parshas Amoyadais. So Rashi and Chumash says that it appears twice. It really appears 3 times, but Rashi only quotes 2. So at the beginning of the Parsha, then in the middle of the Parsha. So the Gemara says, the word Oysom is written twice, Chosavov, Yutridarshan, as if it were written Atem. Ashetikru Atem. Atem afilu mutim. Even if the Bezin made a mistake, let's say this year should have really been 12 months, and they decided to make it 13 months. Made it a Shana Moberis, even though there's not a good reason. Or they decided to make this month 29 days, should have been made 30 days. They made a mistake. So within reason, if they're going to make 14 months, or they're going to make 11 months in the year, you don't say Atem Afilu Mutim. But the difference between 12 months and 13 months, then it's Atem. Elamiyana Hashem Shetikru Atem. It says Tikku Osam, but we darshan it because it's written both times Chasavav. We darshan it after Shetikru Atem Afila Mutim. Even if they made a mistake, and why is it written twice? So Rashi and Chumash quotes from the Torah's Kohanim from the Sifra. Once it goes on Kiddush HaChodesh, and once it goes on Ibar Hashana. Even if the Bezin Hagadol, the Bezin who's in charge of Kiddush HaChodesh, made a mistake, they made Rosh Chodesh on the wrong day. Any given month can either have 29 days or 30 days. Can't have a month with 28 days, can't have a month with 31 days. But within that range, 29 or 30, even if they shouldn't have made this month 30 days, there should have been 29 days. So that's a good Kiddush HaChodesh, and that's a good Ibar Hashanah. That's why it appears twice. So Tosfos says, in Bavel they made a mistake, and they declared Rosh Hashanah the wrong day. They had not the Balabatim to declare. The Bezdin, you need a Bezdin in Eretz Yisrael to declare. But the Rabbanim and Chutz Lords told the Balabatim when they should observe Rosh Hashanah, when they should observe Yom Kippur. So Tosfos said, that's a din, atem afilu mutim. That the Psak of the Bezdin is binding, even though they made a mistake. This is Pilei Ploim. What do you mean? The Bezdin in Bavel has no right to open their mouth. Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibar Hashanah has to be made by Bezdin with Smuchim. They didn't have any smicha in Bavel. Has to be a bezan smuchim sheb Eretz Yisrael. The Kiddush HaChodesh Yom Hashanah has to be made in Eretz Yisrael. That's a peladiga tais. All achranim as they don't know what in the world Taisus is talking about. Taisus understood in the Gemara there, Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chaf Aleph, that the Amora made this comment nonchalantly. Hey, they're enjoying a delicious meal today. By us in Eretz Yisrael today is the Yom Kippur. Everybody's fasting. Here they're eating. So Tosfos says, and he didn't tell him to stop eating. So it seems that it was okay. He lets him continue to eat. That's a pella. Maybe you can interpret the Gemara otherwise, that he was telling them sarcastically, you guys are having a good time. By us, we're fasting in Eitzach. And he told them they should stop eating. It's Yom Kippur. Maybe Pshat is not the way Tosis learned. But what Tosis says there is very paladic. Anyway, that's a famous Gemara. Kama basim tapshila de bavloi, b'tzayim harabba de marov. Tzayim harabba is the big fast day, Yom Kippur. B'marov and Eretz Yisrael, today is Yom Kippur and Eretz Yisrael. And these people are eating. So yeah, so the Tosis has all these kashas. If really, how can it be that you would have been tabahar get zaymen shaloi kedin Rabbi Shmuel Korah v'hitis machal Shabbos they ate before Abdullah? So Tosfos says it's only b'midi d'achila and it's only a dova meguna if they eat non kosher food. If you eat kosher food on Yom Kippur, you eat before Abdullah, that's not such a big aver. So we mentioned yesterday, the other day, that the Nesivis has an idea based on his. The Rambam quoted the Chuvas Hazarim that when you do an Avera, the Rabbana B'Shogeg, it's not considered an Avera at all. So the Chidor, who came already before the Nesivas, was aware that there was such an idea. So he said, you see, the Tosfos doesn't agree. Because Tosfos was bothered with the Kasha, how can they, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Takol Adei HaTzadikim, how come the Tzadikim make before Havdalah? Eating before Abdullah is only a din de rabbanon. So if you say a din de rabbanon b'shogeg, you don't need kapara, it's not considered an avera. The only time it's an avera, if you're miskaven limroid, you plan to violate the takana de rabbanon. If you had no intention of merit, then it's not called an avera. So what's the whole problem of eating before Abdullah? It's only a din de rabbanon b'shogeg, it shouldn't be considered an avera at all. So the Chidor writes in the Birkei Yosef, you see that Tosfos doesn't agree with that idea that... that the Nesivis developed. So that's a famous line of Tosfos. That's a famous Tosfos, the bottom Tosfos. Okay. So we learned already the Gemara that Rabbi Gamliel, we're not sure which Rabbi Gamliel was, Rabbi Gamliel the Yavna way before Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Gamliel ben Osho, Rabbi Yudah Nasi. He was way later, after Rabbi Meir. So he made the Gzeira on the Shechita Sakma. Rabbi Meir made the Gzeira on Stam Yenam. Because Rav Meir Chai Shlem Yuta, we don't pass like Rav Meir, but over here, Rabbi Yami, Rabbi Asi made the Gzeira, Dina Ka'akum. So the Balamor said, because the Metzias changed. In the days of the early Tanoim, it was only a Miut, Kusim were up there with the Zohar. Two centuries later, days of Rabbi Yami, Rabbi Asi, the Rav of the Kusim were up there with the Zohar. Yeah.
Can you ask from the Mesivas from the Gemara itself? It says,
yeah, could be. That's the shaila, whether if kusi is a mumala with a zara. Let's say we don't follow rabbanan. Tiyufta the rabbanan tiyufta. We paskan mumala with a zara shchitos and aveila. Is that a din deraisa or is that a din deraban? So we mentioned that the Chidor wrote many svarim. The Chidor has on daf hei. In his commentary on Yankov, he quotes a machlekes from the Balei HaTosfos from Kisva Yad that I don't think were printed yet. Whether that din of mumen lechal Shabbos mumen l'avod zara din ka'akum shchitos anadela is that a din deraisa din derabbanan? Some hold that it's a din deraisa. The Shach also has the machlekes achrayim. Whether mumen din ka'akum and shchitos anadela is that a din deraisa din derabbanan? The Gemara presents it as if it were an issue deraisa. Gemara says that the Stam Yenam didn't exist yet. Stam Yenam didn't exist yet in the days of Yehoshaphat, Melech Yehuda. But the Mumen Dina Ka'akum, Shechitos and Nevela, that already existed. Gemara presents it on Dalal and Beis, if that was a Din Deraisa that was always there. That's a question. Is that really true? Is it a Din Deraisa? Maybe it's a Din Derabbanan. Maybe even if it's a Din Deraisa, maybe it didn't exist. Days of Yehoshaphat. I think Gemara presents it like that. Yeah. Okay. So this is the Gemara. So what? Where did they quote this? Yeah. What's the story? Behemtam shel tzaddik me'akadosh baruch hu me'takol ha'yarim. That's Pinchas ben Yoyer. So that story. That's what the Gemara asks over here. Who is the story? Behemtam shel tzaddikim. That's over here, about the 20 lines from the bottom of Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara asks, "My behemtam shel tzaddikim." So they say, "Rav Pinchas ben Yoyer." They never quote him in saying halacha. He's always mili da'agarta. He was always a tzaddik. The Gemara tells stories about him and Maseches Tainus, Pirkei the Tzaddiki there. So they tell the whole story the way this chamor, the chamor didn't want to eat the tevil. That's on the top of Zayin Amud Beis. Okay. And then Tzaddik Mamsam Allah Kolshkein, so where did they quote that? So they quoted it here on Hey Amud Beis with respect to eating Shchitas Kusi. If it's really Osir, and if Rav Yechon would have known it's Osir, he wouldn't have eaten it, so how could HaKadosh Baruch Hu allow that he should eat it B'shegeg, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu maybe Takol Al Yod? Fine. Then the Gemara quotes it again with respect to another issue here. The Gemara has on Vav Amud Aleph. After Bava Kocham Atche Yiskor, you have to have Schiris Ushus. If it's a non-Jew, he can't be Mevatla Vishus. He can't be Mevatla Vishus orally. A Yisrael, even a Mechal Shabbos B'tzinen. Edina Ki Yisrael, so he can be Mevatla Vishus with an oral declaration. But an Ochri Atche Yiskor, you have to make a Kinya Chalipin, Rashi said. Make a Kinya. So right after that, the Gemara tells a story. It's around 20 lines from the bottom of Vav Amud Aleph. So Gemara tells her, Rab Zera Rabasi Iklu, they happened to visit a pundaka, an inn in the city Yoi. So the Balabasta made fried eggs for them, and she poured in some wine. So the eggs had no shayla of Trumas and Maisus, and egg doesn't grow from the ground. But the wine that she poured in, that's a shayla of Trumas and Maisus. So the woman was an Am Ha'aretz. And the end of the Baisheni period, the Gemara says, and the end of Gemara Soita, that the Tanai made this din of Demai. They made a takona of Demai. So one of the Amoraim ate the eggs, the other one didn't. But the Gemara says, Rab Zera lo yochel, Rab Asi yochel. Amle Rab Zera le Rab Asi, you're not concerned, but she made it with wine. So he says, I wasn't thinking. Lava datoy, I wasn't thinking, you're right. Rab Zera couldn't accept it. How can it be? If Behemtam Shel Tzadikim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe Takol Yod, Tzadik Atzmal Kolshken, how can they allow Min HaShemayim that this Tzadik, who is it? Which one of them? How can it be that one of them ate? It must be that that it's really Muta. So he went and he discovered a Tosefta that says that it's Muta. That what? That the Din the Rabbanon of the Mai only begins after you buy the food from the Amoritz. Because man is by the Amoritz, you don't say that it's devil. When you bite from the Amoritz and you're a chaver, so then the din sets in that you're not allowed to eat the mai. So if you bought it milchatchila from the Amoritz in the state of taruvis, so then they were not usually. If something is devil, and then you, let's say you beat an egg, you make fried eggs and you pour in a little wine. So why do they pour in wine? They should have the flavor of wine. Obviously, it's going to be nice and tam. They're not going to pour in wine. A drop of wine is not going to have any effect. So the Balabasta poured in enough wine to be nice and tam. So there's a din tam ki iker. If it's nice and tam ki iker. Either menatar medirabbanan. Machlekes and the Gemara, machlekes Rashi and Taisa had a paskin. But there is a din of tam ki iker, so it should be usher. Because of it, how we treat the demai as if it's tevil. And if it's nice and tam, so it should be tam ki iker. Should be usher. So he says no. The Tosefta says, like Gozer al Taruv is Dmai. If you buy wine from an Am Ha'aretz, and then you beat an egg, and then you pour in the wine that you got from Am Ha'aretz, but you bought the wine from the Am Ha'aretz when it was Bien, so then you have to be Mafrish Dmai on the wine. But if you got it from the Am Ha'aretz in the state of Taruv is already, the Am Ha'aretz mixed in the wine into the egg. Less than 50% is called taruvis. More than 50% is called bien. Less than 50% is called taruvis. So you see from the Tosefta, like Gozal taruvis d'mai. The din of d'mai only sets in when you buy the d'mai from, that's a Rashi repeats a few times. Din of d'mai only sets in when you buy the d'mai from the Amoritz, then the din sets in, you have to be mafrish d'mai. Before you bite, there's no din of d'mai. So if when I bought it melachatchil, it's taruvis d'mai, mixed in less than 50%, so then like Gozral Taruv is mine. There's such an idea, it's a funny din. And kashrus, either it's kosher or treif. Why should it depend on when you buy? It means mikra din, it's really kosher. The whole thing is only a chumrah to begin with. Why is mikra din kosher? Because Rav Am Ha'aretz Masrin Hain. Ruba de Ruba, the Amoritz is going to be Mafresh Mises. And the Amoritz says he was Mafresh Mises. And so Rashi writes in a few places, why is the Mai only a Chumre? Why isn't it Mi'ikar Adin? Because number one, Rav Amoritz Master, and number two, Eidech and Embi Suim. Amoritz swears on a stack of Bibles that he was Mafresh Trumas and Mises. But you don't trust him on the Mises. On the Trumas, you do trust him. Because all the Amoritz were Mafresh Trumas, but you don't trust him on the Mises. You have to be Mafresh the Mises.
Why is there no din of tam keker here?
Le gozru? Still got it. There should have been din of tam keker. So the din is if I buy it from the Amoritz, the din of Demai only sets in when the Chava buys it from the Amoritz. If he buys it, it's already in the state of Tarumis. It means Tarumis, the egg is more than 50% of the mixture. And the wine is less than 50%. So that's called Tarumis. If the wine would be more than 50%, then it's called Bien. Then the wine is Bien.
Why is more than 50% called Bien and less than 50% Tarumis?
Bottle Berov. That's
so
a dinner.
So they applied Bottle Berov, but not Tam
Keker. Right. When it's less than 50%, it's called Betarubis. So usually there would normally be a din of Tam Keker. What they mix in wine, they should have the flavor of wine. So whenever you can taste the flavor of the trefa thing, you say tam ki iker, it's not allowed to eat it. So yeah, they were never good, it's a tam ki iker. Like, gozol tarubis d'mai. At the time that I buy it from the Amoritz, I bought it in the state of tarubis, so like, gozol tarubis d'mai. The Chassam Sofer has a tshuva where he writes this idea of benegir to cholavakum. He says, Chachamim prohibited drinking cholavakum unless he's thrown away who, unless the Jew was watching when the goy milks the cow, because maybe he's going to mix in the chola behemoth tamei into the chola from the behemoth tohoira. So then they made a separate gzera on gvina sakum. So yes, why do they have to make a gzera on gvina sakum? Gvina sakum obviously is made from chola vakum. So by definition, it should all be osa. So he says, you see from the Gemaris that the gzera of chola vakum only begins when you buy it from the nochri. So if you buy it in the state of cholov, then it's osa. If I buy it here, the nochri already made cheese out of it, it's ready gvinos, so I didn't buy it in the state of cholov, so it's not included in the gzera de rabbanon of cholovak. So they had to make a separate gzera on gvinos. And if you buy butter from an ochri, butter is obviously made from milk, but if you bought it in the form of butter, so it's not included in the gzera of cholovakum, it's not included in the gzera gvinos akum, because it's neither cholov nor is it gvinos. It's made from cholov, but you bought it in a different state. So the Rambam writes that as far as Chema, as far as butter is concerned, there are two minhagim and different kehillas. Whether you eat the chema sakam or you don't eat chema sakam. But nikar adin it's muta because you didn't buy it in the form of cholov, you didn't buy it in the form of gvina. So it's neither included in the gzera of cholov akam nor included in the gzera of gvina sakam. That's the famous one, the Chassam Sofer.
How do we know they applied little rule here? They didn't consider the tarubas even more than 50%. Because once you're not factoring
Tam Keker,
who's to say that they factored in
Bittel Barov? No, Bittel Barov is a din and kola tarakula. That's a din. The Gemara raises an issue. The Kangodel has to mix together Dama Parvi Dama Sawyer, Mizorik it on the Mizbech. We say Ma'arvin Lekranus. You mix together Dama Parvi Dama Sawyer before you do the four matonis on the Karnus on Mizbech Apnimi. So Gemara raises the Kasha Ado, the Tanoim is the Kasha Ado, Yadua, Shedam HaPar Meruba Midama Sawyer. Par is much bigger, fatter animal than the Sawyer. So it's going to be more than 50% of the mixer is probably going to be the Dam HaPar. Dam HaSor is going to be less than 50%. So Al Pidin, the Kohen Gadol is not being Zorik the Dam HaSor, because it doesn't exist. Dam HaSor is Bottle Beroiv. Bittle Beroiv, when it's less than 50% and it's Lach Balach, a mixture, that's a din and call it Tarakula. Whenever you have Bittle Beroiv, the Miut is considered as if it's not there. So here also, you have egg is more than 50%. They beat the egg. And then they put in a little bit of wine. The wine is less than 50%. So if you don't apply the din of Tam Keker, so then it's considered as if there is no wine.
But there's also a din of Tam Keker in all the Acholos Asuros, that even if there is Bittel Berov, it's not same time. So once you're not applying Tam Keker, how do we know they're applying Bittel Berov?
No, Bittel Berov is a din that applies even not by Acholos Asuros. It applies to Dam HaPar v'Dam HaSor.
But we're talking about Acholos Asuros, so why is it necessarily true that they didn't apply one?
It's still not the same. One is Bien and one is Bittarubis. Still two different things. That's what he says. We have a tosefta that like gozru, the chachamim whenever goes around tarubis, the mind. If you buy it from the Amoritz in the state of tarubis, Taruz by definition means a rov hetan miut iser. So then mikra din is batel b'rov, and they never instituted tam kikar. Shine. So it's mutter. So he, how did he come to this? Why did he think of looking in Tosefta's? Why did he think of looking? Because the other tzaddik ate it, who Rav Asi or Rav Zera, someone ate it. And how can it be? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi takol adei tzaddikim. So he, this what ticked them off, that he should go research it, and he discovered a beferish at Tosefta, that attack is mutter. Nafak dokli ashkach, not for the fact that his friend, the holy tzaddik, ate the taruv is not, he would have never thought of this. But then when he saw the tzaddik ate it, so he found that like Gozral Taruv is the ma. Then the Gemara asked the Kasha, is that true? V'la Gozral Taruv is the ma. About 9 lines from the bottom, 8-9 lines from the bottom. V'la Gozral Taruv is the ma. Is that true? That whenever goes up Hatan, we have a Brisa that says Beferish. He gives food to the next neighbor to prepare for him. So you don't have to be choshed that she switched it. Everything is the same as what he gave. But if he asks her, the mamala hasili mishalichi, the next door neighbor is not is an amaritz, not from the chaverim. It was never mekabel chaveris b'fnei shloisha. So if he asks the next door neighbor, make me such a michael, he asks the neighbor, make me some raw eggs mixed in with a little bit of wine. He asks her to do this. Then when he gets it from the next door neighbor, it's already the ma'ib tarubis. The gozo tarubis ma'ib should be mutter. Why does it say in the Brisa that it's usher? And for the Gemara, no. Kevin the Kama lasili mishalichi commander arbi adaim dami. Since he asked the neighbor to prepare it like that, so it's considered as if he himself did it like that. But if he wouldn't have asked her, if the neighbor was an amaretz and the neighbor mixes together the egg with the wine and they present it to him, so then you say legazrol taruv is mine. That's the first answer that the Gemara gives. Shiny Hassam came to Kamal Asin Mishalichi, demand the Arabi Adaim Dam. Since he requested of her to do it, so it's considered as if he did it be Adaim. Then the next answer the Gemara gives is interesting. The thing that's nice and tam, whenever you mix in two macholim together, so the one that's less than 50%, they probably mix it in to blend it with the flavor. Why then do you don't pour in a drop of wine if it's not going to be nice and tam? Obviously, it's going to be nice and tam. But wine is not a thing that's miyuchat to be nice and tam. Wine, you drink wine separately. Happens over here, they mixed in wine. But here, tavlin is a milsa davida l'taima. The whole purpose of the tavlin is for the purpose of nesinas tam. So the Gemara says, maybe whatever is l'taima avida is le'bottle. That's considered as if that's bien. That's Raphram's answer. Raphram Amama, shiny sa'or v'tavlin, the time of either, the time of the bottle, that's considered as if it's an Issa Bien. If the thing is Milsa Davida Latayma, Yain is usually not Avida Latayma. Yain happens to be nice and dumb. It gives a flavor. Otherwise, you wouldn't mix it in. But wine is usually a drink it separately. But Sa'or in Tavlin, the whole role of Tavlin, you don't eat Tavlin by themselves. The Tavlin you mix in to give flavor and something else. And Sa'or is to give flavor. So since the whole mitzias of the food that's in less than 50% is avila l'taima, so that's considered like bien. Avila l'taima is considered like bien. Here there's an important tesis, vav amaral, the bottom tesis. From the Gemara would appear that the way the Gemara presents the question, it says, you don't have to yuchoshesh that the sor and the tavlin have an issue of Maisa. Unless I asked the neighbor to do it for him. But if I gave the neighbor all the ingredients, then I assume the neighbor's using mine, they're not going to be machlif. But if I asked the neighbor, make me this thing, so then they're going to mix it. So the Gemara talks about Hafrosha's Maisa on Tavlin. So the Shaila is that Perish Riyas have Kedusha's Perish Riyas, even if it's not Roy Lachila Sodom. Even if it's Michael Behemoth, that's what Tosis points out. Whenever it's Hanasa Ubiura Shoda, it has Kedusha's Perish Riyas. Definition of pre for the purpose of Kedusha's Perish Riyas, not the same as for Chumas and Maisa. Chumas and Maisa has to be Michael Odom. Whatever is Michael Behemoth, is not chayv in shumas and maisis. Whatever is machal behem is not mekabel tumah. When the four things that are mekabel tumah on the first dapi that od mekelim ochel mamashkim, only ochel mamashkim that are roi lachil osodim. Roi lachil is behem, grass is not mekabel tumah. So the same thing, only machal odim is chayv in shumas and maisis. Whatever is not machal odim is not. So what about tavlin? Tavlin gives flavoring into the food, but nobody ever eats the tavlin by itself. It's not roi lachila. So Tosis quotes a Gemara that says beferish that the tavlin are not chayv in shumas and maisis. So what's doing over here? The Gemara talks about hafroshes maisris on tavlin. So Tosis says harachanami, there is no such thing. There is no maisa. Perishvis, there is kedushas perishvis, there is even on things that are not roi lachila sodom. If it's nice and tam, if it adds flavoring, it'll have kedushas perishvis. That's a different definition of pri. That's anoso biura shoveh. But as far as trumas and maisis is concerned, only if it's roi lachilusa and tavlen, we're talking over here, tavlen and not roi lachilusa. You never eat it the way it is. Okay, believe that tomorrow we'll have to continue. So maybe tomorrow I'll take attendance. Good. You gotta run to the Dalai Mincha.